بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمنن بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here today in this beautiful city of Stockholm. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakina to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Yusuf alayhi as-salatu was-salam, the son of a Nabi, and he himself was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reality is Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, He chooses whomsoever He wishes and His choice is not to be questioned. لا يسألوا عما يفعل وهم يسألون. He is not to be questioned as to that which He does, yet we will be questioned. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, إن الله اصطفى آدم ونوحا وآل إبراهيم وآل عمران على العالمين. Indeed, it is Allah who chose Adam and He chose Nuh and He chose the son, He chose the family of Ibrahim على العالمين, above all of mankind. Obviously, this was at their respective times. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal chose. Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam had certain characteristics, and all of these anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam had characteristics that Allah recognized. من فوق سبع سماوات, from above the seven heavens, and this is why He chose them. So they were chosen for certain characteristics that they had. Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, he's there and his son, his own dear son, is standing on the divide on the other side with those who disbelieved. And he's telling him, Ya bunayyar kam ma'ana, oh my dear son, come ride with us. Wala takum ma'al kafirin, and don't be with those who are defiant. His son decides, سَآوِي إِلَى جَبَلِي يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ, I will go and seek refuge in a mountain that will protect me from the water. What he did not realize is that the water was from Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. The mountain belonged to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So where are you going to seek refuge? لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمْ. There is absolutely no one to save you from the matter of Allah except for whomsoever He wishes, except for whomsoever He has mercy on. Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam lost his son, and he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, heartbroken. Rabbi inna bni min ahli, oh my dear Rabb, oh my Rabb, indeed my son is from my family. وَإِنَّ وَعْدَكَ الْحَقِّ, and indeed your promise is true. You have promised to save my family, so your promise is true. وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ, and you are the best of judges. This heart-wrenching moment for you, Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, he's asking his Rabb in a beautiful manner, and Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tells him, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ, indeed, he is not from your family, even though biologically he may have been from your family, but he is not from your family in terms of the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam says, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ أَنْ أَسْأَلَكَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ عِلْمٍ, I seek refuge in asking you that which I have absolutely no knowledge of. وَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْ لِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, and if you do not forgive me and you do not have mercy upon me, then I will be from amongst the losers. Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam gave up his family tie for the sake of his tie with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He understood that what was more important to him was his link with his Maker. And when his Maker himself is telling him that this young boy is not from your family, then he accepted this. The question is, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, yes, most definitely we don't receive wahi, we don't receive revelation, but which one of us is ready to sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he goes through hardship, he is kicked out of his home, he comes to Madian and he is a refugee, he is in need himself. Yet he turns to these two women that were there and he tries to help them out. He himself is in need. He could have gone to them and said, you know, please help me out here. But he saw that they needed some help, so he helped them out first. This was the character and the quality of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. So all of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam had certain characteristics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recognized, and that is why he chose them. That is why he chose them. Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, he has a characteristic that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recognizes. And we know the treachery that he had been through with his brothers. They took him, they tied him, they lowered him into a well. As he is falling down, holding onto the sides, they literally stomped on his hands so that he falls into the well completely ready to drown. Literally, they were ready to drown this young boy. Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam gets up onto a rock, he is saved, and the people that save him also are not sincere. They sell him off, and they sell him off to a man who was actually nobility in society. He was a minister at the time.
وقال الذي اشتراه من مصر لامرأته أكرمي مثواه عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا وكذلك مكنا ليوسف في الأرض.
The one who bought him from Egypt said to his wife, make his stay comfortable, make it easy for him. Perhaps he will benefit us, or we will take him as a son. We will adopt him as a son. So yes, those who picked him up from the well, they actually had insincere intentions. They were not well intended. But the one who bought him, yes, it was wrong for him to buy him as a slave, because slavery is wrong. But he said, make his stay comfortable. At least he had this much of humanity in him. He told his wife, make his stay comfortable. Perhaps he will benefit us, or we will adopt him as a son. So his intention changed, and he decided to look after this young boy literally like a son. Now, it continues. The story continues. When Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam became a young man, in the peak of his youth, he had burning desire within him. And this is well known for anybody who reaches the peak of their manhood or womanhood. You naturally have a desire that inclines towards the opposite sex of, or of a gender that your own soul naturally inclines towards. So, this man, this young man, he had this burning desire within him. And the woman comes to him. Now Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam was a very, very handsome young man. So this woman was actually enticed by him. She didn't know what to do with her desires when she saw this young man, even though she was married. She was married at the time to the minister, and she decided, you know what, I've got to do something here. And when I say she decided, and it was the woman, it was only the woman in this case. This happens a lot of the times with men as well. So we're not trying to differentiate between the emotions of man and woman in terms of their feelings towards the opposite gender. But we're actually trying to tell you that in this specific case, it was a woman. So she وراودته التي هو في بيتها عن نفسه. And she in whose house he was tried to seduce him. وغلقت الأبواب. And she closed the doors. وقالت هيت لك. And she said, come to me, O young man. Allahu Akbar. Imagine yourself or myself in such a situation. What would you and I do? Would we just jump head in first, dive into the situation, not thinking about anything? You know, the reality of it is that this was a beautiful woman. She was extremely beautiful. And we know in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that talks about those who will be shaded under his arsh, وَرَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُمْ رَأَةٌ ذَاتُ مَنْصِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. A man who a woman calls out to him, a woman who is extremely beautiful, a woman who is in high position in society, calls him hayta lak, and he says, ma'ad Allah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect me. And again, it is not only a woman that does this. It happens from a man as well. But in this case, it was a woman. She was commanding him or telling him to come from a position of superiority. She was above him. She was the wife of the king. Imagine in today's world, you go to a country and you are a stranger there. Nobody knows you. You are a guest in the house of the king. His wife is extremely beautiful. Or you are a guest in the wife or in the house of the queen, and her husband is extremely handsome. And now he's decided that this person is extremely beautiful, extremely handsome. Not only has she decided this, but she closes the doors. وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ. It is mentioned in some tafasir, if I'm not wrong, that there were literally 8 doors that she locked and bolted before she turned to Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. 8 doors. وَغَلَّقَتِ الْأَبْوَابِ. Who sees you? Who sees you at this point? There's nobody to see you. Nobody to watch over you. But at this point, Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, in a foreign land, being invited by a beautiful woman, a woman of stature. And he says, ma'ad Allah, may Allah protect me, may Allah guide me. Literally, in this situation, he's seeking the protection and the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. You know why Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam did this? Because he understood who Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal was and is in his heart. He understood that even though nobody sees me right now, it is the perfect opportunity. And this young man was single. He was single, he was not even married. Imagine the burning desire that was within him at this time. Yet, he actually turned away from the situation. And he turned around. In fact, before he turned away from it, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tells us, وَلَقَدْ هَمَّتْ بِهِ وَهَمَّ بِهَا لَوْلَا أَرْرَآ بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ. She had turned to him. She had inclined to him. She wanted him. Literally, hammat bih. She inclined towards him. Wa hamma biha. And he would have also inclined towards her, teaching us that this emotion of inclination towards the opposite gender is natural from within. It is equal when it comes to a man and a woman. Literally, your emotion of feeling towards the other sex is normal. It is natural. There's nothing wrong with it. But when it is put into something illicit, illegitimate, then what will happen is it will cause you a lot of problems. So, this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج. He who is able to get married from amongst you, let him get married. Let her get married. Why? فَإِنَّهُ أَغَضُّ لِلْبَصَرِ وَأَحْصَنُ لِلْفَرْجِ. Indeed, it is easier for a person to lower their gaze from that which is illegitimate, from that which they are not allowed to engage in, that which they are not allowed to eat from. Literally. وَأَحْصَنُ لِلْفَارُجِ. And it is more chaste for the private parts. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that your ardent desire, your burning desire that is within you is not wrong. Put it in the right direction. Put it in the right place. And it will not be wrong. And if you cannot get married, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ, and the one who is unable to get married, فَعَلَيْهِ بِالصَّوْمِ, let him keep away from the food. Let him fast. Why? Because when you're hungry, your desire is less. فَإِنَّ لَهُ وِجَاءٌ. فَإِنَّ لَهُ وِجَاءٌ. It is literally a shield for him that will protect him from haram. What happens when you fast? It weakens you to the point where if you are not satisfied in your hunger, you will not look at that which is illegitimate and illegal for you to engage in. Allahu Akbar. Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam did not need this fast. He did not need anything besides the khashyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Besides the understanding that Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is watching over me right now, he actually saw a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَوْلَا أَرَّآ بُرْهَانَ رَبِّهِ. Had he not seen that sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would have fallen into the deed. But he saw a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He realized that the akhirah is more important for me. So he turned away from the situation. And not only did he turn away, he ran away from the situation. وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابَ وَقَدَّتْ قَمِيصَهُ مِنْ دُبُرٍ وَأَلْفَ يَا سَيِّدَهَا لَدَى الْبَابِ. So they raced each other to the door. They raced each other to the door and she tore his shirt from the back. She literally grabbed onto it and said, no, I really want you right now. And she tore his shirt from the back. And as they came to the door, they found the master of the home was right there. The master of the home, the master of the servants that was within the home, the one who looked after them was literally there. Imagine the situation. Imagine, put yourself in the situation. And think about it. You've cheated with someone, or you're about to cheat with someone, and you remember Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And you actually turn away from that situation. What makes you turn? What makes you turn except for your remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam races her to the door. And at this juncture, they were both moving in the same direction. But with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, Yusuf was running towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And she was running away from Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Allahu Akbar. You could be moving in the same direction, but your hearts are elsewhere. One is running away from that which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other is running towards that which pleases their nature. That which literally displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Running in the same direction, but at the same time in two very different directions. They find the Sayyid of the house was there. وَأَلْفَ يَا سَيِّدَهَا لَدَى الْبَابِ قَالَتْ مَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ أَرَادَ بِأَهْلِكَ سُوءًا. She immediately turns the situation, flips it around onto him. What do you think of someone who wants evil with your family? A few moments ago, she was describing, she was trying to get Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, seduce him into her bed, literally. And all of a sudden, she's saying something else to her husband. And this is the nature of man. When they are caught, when a person is in a situation, you've put them into a corner, they don't know what to do, all of a sudden they begin to lie. All of a sudden the deception comes out. It is him who was trying to seduce me. قالت ما جزاء من أراد بأهلك سوءا إلا أن يسجن. Not only that, but what is the reward of a man who wanted to deceive your own family except that he be imprisoned? Let him be imprisoned. أو عذاب أليم, or a painful punishment. The nafs is أمارة بالسوء. Our nafs is literally always calling us to evil, always calling us to desire, always calling us to that which is illegal and illegitimate. But we need to harness that in. She didn't have the khashiyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she deceived, she lied, she cheated. And the same goes, if we don't have the understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watches us at this very moment. He sees everything that is going on within us, including our intention that comes about. Something that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see. Then we will fall into that which the wife of the minister fell into. She fell into deception. She fell into lies. She fell into cheating. And Ma'ad Allah, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is still asking for the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this juncture, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam did not remain silent. He realized that, you know what? I have a mouth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the ability to defend myself with. So if you are in such a situation, then defend yourself. You have the right to speak up and say, no, I did not do this. And the proof came from Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Why? Because in the matter of the unseen, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam protected his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him. And a child speaks out. A child speaks out.
قال هي راودتني عن نفسي وشهد شاهد من أهلها.
And a witness, in fact it says that a witness from her family spoke out. It was not from his family but from her family. A witness spoke out.
إن كان قميصه قد من قبل.
If his shirt is torn from the front.
فصدقت وهو من الكاذبين.
So she has spoken the truth and he is a liar.
وإن كان قميصه قد من دبر.
And if his shirt is torn from the back.
فكذبت وهو من الصادقين.
So she has lied and he is from amongst the truthful. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal brought about evidence clearly. And it is said, as far as I'm sure, that this was a child from the cradle that belonged to her family, literally spoke out and said that this is the reality, this is the evidence. His shirt was torn from the back. So when the husband saw,
فَلَمَّا رَأَى قَمِيصَهُ قُدَّ مِن دُبُرٍ قَالَ إِنَّهُ مِن كَيْدِكُنْ.
When he saw that the shirt was torn from the back, he said, it is from your plot and plan. It is not from the plot and plan of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam that which has happened. Allah made it manifest for everyone to know, not only at that time, but at the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and today here in Stockholm, for us to understand. That when you really look after the feelings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will look after you.
and he will not discard you. He did not discard Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, and he will not discard you. So this husband now tells the wife, and it is important for us to talk about this right now. The husband tells the wife, and he tells Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Yusuf a'rid an hadha. Oh Yusuf, you turn away from this. You've done nothing wrong. Turn away from this. Wastaghfiri li dhanbik, and seek forgiveness for the sin that you have committed. So he forgave his wife before anything else. He forgave his wife. He let it go. He protected her. He covered her. Why? Because he had a heart. And a person who has a heart, a person who really and truly cares about someone else, at this juncture, yes, it is difficult to forgive. Yes, it is hard for you to think about the other person and their benefit. But at this juncture, if you can find it within you to forgive a person, even for infidelity, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal will forgive you. So try to find it within yourself. If you are in such a situation to forgive another person, and understand that it could have easily been you, male or female, regardless. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, and may Allah subhanahu